Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got the Rogers family up, and from their Christmas album, they're going to be singing "To Glory to God in the Highest," and I know that this is going to be a blessing to you. This is the Rogers family. Preaching this week on Ephesians chapter number 4, and we've been looking at putting off the old man, and the text that we're using is speaking about the sin of stealing. We've already dealt with that I'm not the man that I used to be. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good. This is part 4 of the message, and we're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, and we're going to back up and catch a little bit of what we were talking about yesterday so that it makes sense. But we are speaking about the Garden of Eden and how that the Lord has put man over the garden and has given him responsibility to keep it and to take care of it, and that the forbidden fruit is off limits to man. And when he was tempted by the devil, then they stole something that was not theirs from God. Let's go back to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 2. I want you to look down there in verse number 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. God give man a task. He's taking care. Ownership. Watch this. Ownership. Y'all with me? God is, he's tasked man with ownership, and he said, okay, Adam, I want you to take care of this garden for me. I want you to dress it, and I want you to what? Keep it. Now, we got to be real careful, don't we? Because the things that God has blessed us with, we can be good stewards or we can be bad stewards. Now, watch what God says in verse number 16. Are you there? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. So everything in this garden is Adam's, right?
He is to dress it. He's to keep it. He's to take care of it. He has ownership. I mean, he goes up to the apple tree. Amen. Praise God. That's look, God. Thank you. Amen. Look at what I've been taking care of this thing. I've been working on it. The peach tree. I mean, all of it was all Adam's except for one tree. All of it was Adam's. Now listen, we understand it was under, number one, it was under the authorship of God, right? But God gave Adam responsibility to dress and to keep this garden. Now watch this, except for one tree. This tree of knowledge of good and evil. We call it the for what? The forbidden fruit. So in order to take of the forbidden fruit, there will be something that Adam had to do. Now I want you to go to chapter number 3, Genesis chapter 3. And I want to read to you what happened in the garden. Genesis chapter number 3. So God's given man rights to the property. He's saying, Adam, it's yours. Take it. Take care of it. Love it. Work it. Amen. But then God says, there is one tree that you cannot eat. It's a tree that's forbidden. To chapter 3, verse number 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, now I don't find anywhere where God spoke directly to the woman before the sin. We find it afterwards, right? He told Adam. Adam's the head of the house. Adam's responsible for his home. Y'all with me this morning? Look at our world. We ain't got no foundations. We just, whatever, you know. I mean, anything and everything. There's no standards anymore. Amen. So Adam being the head of the house, he is to tell his wife, he is to teach his wife, he's to be the leader of the home. Amen. He's to tell her, this is what God said. We better not do this because God said we don't own that tree. Notice what she says to the serpent. Look at chapter number 3, verse number 2. Y'all there? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. Lest you touch it, you shall die. I think Adam said, listen, woman, we can eat anything, but don't you dare touch that one right there. But this is what Satan does. Look what he does. She's saying, that's not mine. I'm not supposed to take of that. That's not mine. Satan, God said that I cannot touch that fruit. Satan, I can't cross that boundary line. She's recognizing that right there is off limits. Maybe you need to recognize some places in your life that's off limits because you're about to steal something that you're not going to be able to get back. But Satan was tempting her. He slowly turned her. Notice what he does. He slowly turns her from an obedient child of God into a thief. Now, if it happened to Eve, come on, man. What makes you think Satan ain't going to do that to you? It ain't going to happen to me, preacher. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now listen, we know the story. She stole fruit from God's tree. That's God's property. God said, don't touch it. Don't you do this. That's a fruit, right? We know how bad that got. She took the fruit, she gave it to her husband, right? He did eat. The first Adam, he died. Look, the Bible said there's pleasure in what? Sin for a season. It might have been great and glorious, man, when they was eating on it. I mean, I'd never sit down and eat ice cream and not enjoyed it. Amen, it's good. Pleasure and sin for a season. Friend, I want to tell you something. That little thing that you're doing, amen, that nobody else knows about, amen, some of you put your sins on everything on the world wide web anyhow. But can I tell you something? I want to tell you right now, listen, Satan is stealing from you and you're stealing from God. And if you're a child of the King, amen, if you put away the old man, you ought to live like a new man, amen, and stay away from those things and quit stealing from God. God said, don't do it, amen. Stay away from it. I'm trying to help you to become a new creature in Christ Jesus and actually look like one. I don't care, listen, about the fun that we have. We're going to have some fun this coming weekend. We are. But I want you to be a child of God. Amen. I want you to enjoy the Lord and have the blessings of God because of doing what's right. Amen. I believe that's where the blessing comes from. And I'm talking real blessings, real joy. Have you ever thought about what it cost whenever Eve and Adam stole from God? Have you ever thought what it cost? What did it cost? He said blood. But there was the blood of an animal. It was an innocent animal. That animal had not plucked no trees and done all this. God didn't tell the animal not to eat of that tree. He told man, right? But that animal had to die because of man's sin. That don't make no sense, preacher. God's a mean God. No, God's trying to show us a picture. I want you to think about this. Something had to die in the place of Adam so that he could have a relationship with God. It was that man, that animal sacrifice that done that. I want you to think about this, the blood. Somebody said it this morning, I believe it was Brother Dale. We was talking about man the sacrifice. Can you imagine if y'all had walked up this morning, there'd be blood all over the front of the church? I'm trying to tell you, if you walked up on the Old Testament tabernacle, that's what you would have saw, amen. That's why there was a laver there, a place to cleanse, because there was blood everywhere. And what we've done is this, we have cheapened salvation. Because we just think, well, it's been applied, I've been atoned for, amen, it's done with. I want you to see something right now. I want you to see something. Those animals in the Old Testament, there was a requirement to come back time and time and time again with another sacrifice.
That's right.
But John the Baptist said this. John the Baptist said this when he took a look at the Lord Jesus Christ. He said this, behold the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sin of the world. I'm going to tell you what Satan had stolen in the Garden of Eden. He took away paradise for Adam. Adam was kicked out of the garden. But there comes Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sin of the world. I'm going to tell you, that was an old animal sacrifice over there in the Old Testament. But here came a human sacrifice, a godly sacrifice, the Lamb of God, amen. Who paid for the sins of the world. Jesus up on Calvary said, I'm still preaching. I'm not what I used to be, thank God. And there's a reason why. There's a payment paid, amen. Jesus on Calvary's Hill. Y'all still with me? Yeah. Jesus on Calvary's Hill. He was hung between two what? Two thieves. One on the right side and one on the left. Get this. Satan had done cause these boys to sin. They are thieves. Let him that stole steal no more, right? Now watch this. One of them starts railing on the Lord while on the cross. If you're really the God, you know, save yourself and save us too. Blah, blah, blah. Just jargon trying to get off the cross. That's all he was concerned about. He had no concern about eternity. He just concerned about the moment. The pain, the suffering to which he was in. But then that one, he turns over and said, man, I'm going to put it in redneck terms. Y'all with me? You're crazy.
Right.
You talk like a foolish man. We're guilty of the deeds we've committed. But he said, not this guy. He said, oh, there's something about him. And he says one of the most profound things anybody could ever say when dying. He says this, Lord, remember what I said earlier? He owns it all, but man, here's the deal. Because of free will, he's waiting on you to call him Lord, to surrender under him, his authority, and to live your life like he's your master, amen. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Y'all remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.